Segos Ganagago, I offer you greetings in the language of the Haudenosaunee people, the Ongwahomwe people. We're going to start off, welcome everybody, and the first thing that we're going to do today is to start off with an honor song. It's called the AIM song, after the American Indian Movement song. And it's a song that honors warriors, fallen warriors, current warriors, and future warriors. And it's also a song that we're going to sing tonight to acknowledge the land that we're on and the owners of the land that we're on. This territory is by treaty the territory of the Mississaugas of New Credit. And we just wanted to start this event off on that note, recognizing that all of this wealth and all of this, you know, these buildings and all of this stuff in the city is basically made possible or is basically paid for by Aboriginal lives, Aboriginal lands, and Aboriginal resources. And it's our way of recognizing that and acknowledging that and honoring those ancestors that came before us. This is a little bit of an historic opportunity for me, anyways, because when I was first asked to do this, I was thinking of just coming up here and, you know, doing the song and soloing and going away. But I then thought it might be an even greater honor for those who came before us if some people, some of the newcomers to this territory, were able to sing this song and were able to honor the ancestors and honor their own ancestors as well and honor their warriors in their own cultures. So I'm going to be joined tonight by Nadia Dar, by Hazem Jamjoon, and by Magali San Martin. As in our culture with honor songs, the AIM song is the closest thing that we all have to a national anthem. It's a song that most of the nations on Turtle Island, which is what we call North America, sing and know. So I am going to ask you to stand for this song as an honor song.
Yeah. Hail, hail.